Haren Simon Tav Samech Zayin Sif Aleph Dagan Shenitva Benahar Shenafal Olav Ma'im. If you have grain that fell into water or water fell on it, Kashem Shasar LaOchlo Kach Asar LaKaimo. Just as you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to keep it in your possession either. Elamochel Yisrael, rather sell it to a Jew. Umodio Kedei Sheochlan Akodem HaPesach. But let him know what happened to it so that he'll eat it before Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah says that it must be a case where the chametz is not recognizable. But if the chametz is recognizable, then you could sell it to a Jew or a non-Jew, because we're not concerned that he's going to sell it to another Jew and eat it on Pesach, because the Jew is able to see what's there. The Mechaber continues, there are some who say, who are machmir, and say that we are concerned that the non-Jew is going to grind it up into wheat and sell it, and to flour and sell it, and it won't be recognizable anymore. But according to our minhag, that we don't buy kemach from a shuk for Pesach, because we are concerned that they bleach the flour or whatever it may be. So therefore, since we don't do that anymore, there's no longer such a concern. But makomat chak, you can be mekel. Even though the Mechaber says that you just have to tell the Jew, the Mishnah Berurah says that we were not rely on you being machriz before selling it, that everyone should know that this fell into water, because maybe people won't hear it. And when you tell the Jew that this fell into water, so then you're allowed to sell even a lot at a time, because he knows now that he can't eat it on Pesach. The reason you're not allowed to sell it to a non-Jew so simply is because if it's not recognizable, we're afraid he's going to sell it to another Jew. So therefore, the Mechaber continues, in Machar Lein Yehudi, Kodem Pesach, if you sell it to a non-Jew before Pesach, Mocher Ma'at L'cholecha Be'echa Kedei She'echa Kodem Pesach, then you have to sell a little to each non-Jew to make sure that it will get used up before Pesach. Shema Yachzer Einu Hurvim Karen L'Yisrael, because he might sell it to a Jew, and there's a concern that the Jew might use it on Pesach. Mishbur explains that even if you're concerned that the non-Jew is going to sell it to another Jew, if it's a little bit, so then we'll know that the Jew will use it up before Pesach. And therefore, says the Mishbur, if it's the fifth hour on Erev Pesach, where it's impossible to eat it up before Pesach, then you can't sell it to a non-Jew, even a little bit, because we're afraid he's going to sell it to another Jew. The Mishnah Berurah adds, when it comes to Shari Surim, where it's not recognizable that the Isser is there, then you're not allowed to sell it to a non-Jew even a little bit, because we're afraid he's going to sell it to another Jew. Only here where we have a couple Sveikas, so we are lenient. Siv Beis, Dakan Zeh Shenitba Banar Shenaful Olav Ma'im, this grain that fell into water or water fell on it, Afo Pish Lo Nitba Keya, even though it hasn't opened up such that it's clear that it is going to become chametz, aser, dekem in the menach naichi, aser lidei chimetz. It's still aser, because since it's going to sit there, we know that it is going to sit there, it is going to come to become chametz if it sits there for a shear mill. The Mishnah Berurah adds, if it did not sit for a shear mill, and it hasn't become chametz yet, so then you would be allowed to sell it to a non-Jew before it hits that point, as long as he is going to eat it immediately.